Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Enduro Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR and on the OTCQB under the symbol ENDMF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, I have been receiving a number of emails from a lot of you, our listeners, to get an update from Enduro Metals, as I know a lot of people were waiting for some of these drill results to come out. Cole was on site and he was guiding the drill program. So I'm just happy to report that we are getting Cole back on now to discuss news that came out just yesterday, October 18th. We have a new porphyry discovery on the Newmont Lake project. It's in this Burgundy Ridge area. It really sounds like this discovery was, in a sense, made, or at least in the works, from 2019 after some shallow drill holes and high grade trenching results. Now, the drill result that we got, hole one, intersected 331 meters of 0.71% copper equivalent, starting right at surface. Also includes 146 meters of 1% copper equivalent. Cole, take us through this discovery hole and this general area here, please.
Yeah, well, first, Corey, thanks again for having me. It's good to be back. 110 days living in a tent starts to do things to your mind, so it's good having conversations with people again. But you hit it. Like you said, this discovery really started in 2019 when we had, you know, what we call a first pass drill program over this area. This essentially is, you know, a collection of a few shallow holes along a few hundred meters a strike length. And, you know, we hit smoke, so to speak, with that. But we needed some time to retool, of course. And then we went through the pandemic and all these things. But a really important observation from that end of that 2019 program was that trench sample, like you mentioned. That was at 37 meters. It was about 1.3% copper, 1.5 grams gold, 23 grams silver, and just under 3% zinc in there as well, about 3.37% copper equivalent. So that's where we started to see, okay, geez, there's some high grade here. And that's where we started. A thing for your listeners that you're not going to be able to pull out of the press release, and you know why we decided to call this the discovery hole and not any of those, was this is what we felt was the first true fire. It was we can say with absolute confidence that there is an alkalic porphyry system here. And what's happening is we've just come down in elevation along the ridge. So we've come down about, you know, say 120 meters from where lots of those, you know, vertically speaking, from where lots of those holes were drilled in 2019. And sure enough, that's where the juice is, so to speak.
So when it comes to this area too, Cole, it's one of these things where, look, the Golden Triangle, it's actually well known for a lot of different type of precious metals exploration. We hear some of the silver angle of it, also the gold, high grade gold, but then there are also a number of porphyry deposits. Take us through where this general Newmont Lake project is compared to some other porphyry discoveries in the area, please.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Corey. Burgundy, the system is literally centered right in between what I would consider to be two of the most important porphyry camps in British Columbia, right along the arc, and that's your KSM Treaty Creek system, you know, your Seabridge Gold, your Tudor Gold, companies like that, Snowfields, and then further to the northwest, Galore Creek, which is a 50-50 joint venture with Newmont and Teck. From a geological perspective, this looks very, very similar to Galore Creek for, you know, A through Z reasons that you don't want to get me started on. The significant thing, though, for your listeners to see and understand is the difference where it is from a location perspective. And why I put that in the press release there is one of the challenges with Galore Creek, of course, you know, it is a world-class deposit in and of itself, but it's logistically just very difficult to get to. Burgundy is a system that we're going to be able to, and it'll be for the first time this winter, we've already done the surveying and all the prep work is done. We can actually have winter roads up into this area for about 3 to, you know, maybe if we're lucky, 4 months of the year, to give you an idea of how much easier it is to access. And that's at the end of the day, is the number one driver of economics and for mineral deposits in the Golden Triangle, is that accessibility. And in this place, it's got it.
You also outline in that news release that that's going to help bring down some costs when it comes to drilling, just getting items and other material on site. Let's talk about this discovery hole then, and then the work that's going to need to be done to follow up on this. Because again, this is just hole one, and you definitely hit mineralization that warrants follow-up. What sort of an attack strategy are you going to use here to prove out and also just find out how big this porphyry system could be?
Yeah, well, it starts on big spacing. So porphyry is all about size, right? We've shown clearly that, okay, there's significant, you know, what I'd consider high grade for porphyry system. The grade is there. You know, we think we're still on the edge of it, and that's based on the geophysics you'll see in figure two is part of it. You know, that magnetic feature is generally outlining the batholith, the source rock that's driving these intrusions and what causes the porphyry. But also too, based on our geochemistry and alteration and things, it looks like we're still just on the outer edges of the system. What we need to do is actually go from where we drilled, and we need to go back about, say 150, 200 meters in front of that and start drilling at it the other direction, which we, unfortunately, this season, just with our time frame and all that kind of stuff, we weren't able to do. That's where the winter road's going to be nice. We'll literally be able to drive right up onto those sites and just plant right on the snow and ice and just drill right at it. And then you just keep having big, broad step outs along that trend and look for, okay, where's the center of the system?
So this is just one part of the exploration program that was underway this summer during the drilling season up in the Golden Triangle. Was there any other work done at Burgundy Ridge, or was it just this one hole?
No, we got more. We got more drilling along the trend that's going to be coming out. Drilling that was done down at our 72 zone as well. We have another hole that comes in beside this one that looks good as well. And unfortunately, the water line actually froze solid up there. Winter came in particularly early this year, so it didn't get down to its target depth. But it definitely, it's a good looking hole similar to this one for as far as it did get down. But we got, like I said, other stuff along the trend as well. The deepest holes that we've drilled thus far over at the 72 zone, which is part of that greater system, which those will be out. We did drilling following up on our work from 2020, where we got that 8.85 meters of 32 grams gold along the McClymont Fault. We got follow-up drilling in that Troy vein area as well, that's to the northeast of the historic resource area, as well then, of course, the Chachi and Havana area. We did the first drilling in there that's ever been done in 2021 as well, so we'll expect to put out some results when they're ready. And we're hoping I'm gonna wager and say that the turnaround time's not as bad as it was last year based on the prep lab, and I kind of touched on that in the press release. The prep lab facilities are moving much smoother than they were in 2020. There's still backups at the actual analytical lab where, you know, all these different prep labs all funnel into. But other than that, yeah, we should have lots of results still to come.
Now, can you just remind everybody how many meters were drilled in this program and essentially how many meters then are at the lab?
Yeah, so it's still over 7,000. We were originally planning for 10, but what we opted to do just with the early winter coming in and the fact that we could start getting prepared to just go earlier next year is we opted, you know, we don't want to just, you don't just want to shoot your bullets just because you got them, so to speak. You know, conserve a bit of cash. Of course, it just gets more expensive when you're trying to fight the weather. And we can come back earlier with our winter road development and with a new program, finish up what, you know, we're going to continue to do and then expand on that, of course, with our new results.
Okay, so results coming out then, right? Whenever you get them back from the lab, we will get those, so we will follow up. What are you excited about in terms of some of the drilling, in terms of the core that you saw, or just general drilling process this year that has been completed, that investors should be paying attention to?
Yeah, well, three things come to mind. And that goes into the three areas that we worked on. One, Burgundy, and like I said, with this hole that we just put out, I would consider to be, it is a truly a new porphyry discovery. No other company's ever drilled in this location before. It's, I would consider to be, you know, the best hole, particularly from a porphyry perspective on the property thus far. And it has that true blue sky size potential. The alteration, the mineralization assemblages that you're seeing, it becomes a mathematical problem. It can't, they don't just happen in isolated events, right? And then going on in order onto the McClymont fault, following up on the high grade that we were drilling in 2020. We're seeing a lot of really encouraging mineralization. I can't talk too much about what it looks like from the drilling there as well, and a lot of indications of really high temperature fluids, which is something that you want to look for. And then of course our Chachi and Havana drilling, and this was brand new. So the mineralization that we're seeing, the alteration we're seeing, you know, no one's ever seen before, and I think we'll manage to get some good results right from the first pass drilling on there as well.
Okay, so again, a lot of news to come out of the company. Cole, can you just remind everybody where the company stands in terms of cash in the bank for really moving into the next program, either over winter or again into summer of next year?
Yeah, so from a cash perspective, we've got about 1.6 in the bank with another $500,000 that will be coming in probably next month, just as a top up in our METC tax credits for 2020. Of course, then we'll have, you know, another $500,000 or so coming in from the 2021 season as well, which we're going to be applying for here shortly. So, you know, and what we're looking to do right now is be bringing on, you know, new strategic shareholders that can be, you know, pillars in the company from both a technical and intellectual perspective as well as a financial perspective, and can take this to the next level with us, of course. So yeah, those are all things that are in the works that should hopefully be coming down the pipeline soon.
All right, Cole, just a quick question. I want to get you out of here on this one, but I know a lot of people, and I even got emails on the back of that, seeing this news that came out just yesterday, and seeing the stock, at least at one point in the day yesterday, sell off fairly hard, but then recover close to about neutral. But again, this to me seems like a positive new discovery. However, the market, and this is just a function of the market as well, wasn't running the stock higher. Any insights on what was happening there, or maybe what the market misunderstood about this news?
You know, Corey, great question. I often ask myself that sometimes too. No, but yeah, you know, I think part of it is, you know, it's amazing how long it can actually take for you know, news to travel, and particularly for people to understand new discoveries. One of the things that we're trying to communicate right now to the market is what the size potential is. That's the most important thing. Porphyry systems in the Golden Triangle in general, if you look at the developed resources, and of course developed mines now, Red Chris of course is in production, and Newcrest with Imperial is building the block cave on that now, they just have a tendency of being big. And this is another one of those systems that looks to be that way. Of course, we need to drill it and confirm that, but all the indications we have thus far point in that direction, and that's going to take time, I think, for the market to understand.
All right, Cole, I appreciate the update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Enduro Metals. We will follow up as more news hits the market, especially on the back of any drill results that are released. And if anybody has any follow-up questions or wants me to get into more details with Cole on any aspect of the drilling, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you. Cole, really appreciate your time. Thank you for the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Likewise, Corey. Thank you.